Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing? I mean, nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Program, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grief process. You know, with roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, that's about a third of the population. That means that everyone probably knows someone caring for a loved one. They say that there's only three types of people in the world. Those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. I'm talking mothers of special needs and very young children, family members caring for elderly parents, spouses, siblings, or friends caring for disabilities such as Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, AIDS, autoimmune diseases, and a host of others. I can go on and on. Join Dave and his guests now and every Wednesday at noon Pacific time as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. So find a comfortable place to relax, kick up your feet, and prepare to feel better and to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to get you through today and every day so you can survive your tomorrows. But not just survive, but to live life fully and abundantly. Yes, you heard me right. That is a possible goal to achieve. And now, here's your host, Dave Nassani. From Los Angeles, the Big LA, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radioland. I am Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous HealthStar Worldwide Radio Network. Yes, folks, I'm the guy who's going to help you and guide you along this very difficult path called caregiving. And guess what? Caregiving is a very, very difficult job. For those of you who are caregivers, you already know that. But we're going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Now, that's where we get into dangerous territory. Now, we have an exciting show planned for you today with my lovely co-host, Adrian Gruberg, who is just a little late, but she'll be here. Our guest Joe Muir will be discussing how to find your inner strength through love and light while caring for others. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss this show. And if you're new to the show, and we get many new listeners every week, especially from this Blab television network that we are on, simulcasting, I am your host, Dave Nassani, and this show is to caregivers of every kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they are caring and they're selfless and they're sacrificial, all those wonderful things. Oh yeah, and they've got this bad habit. They're very prone to burnout because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. Folks, come on, learn a lesson from the airlines. Remember, every time you hop on a plane, they always tell you something like, in the event of an emergency, put your oxygen mask on first before you help your loved one with their mask. Because they know that from experience, if you don't, you know, put your needs above your loved one's needs, that you will mostly black out. And then guess what? You won't be of any good to anybody with anything. And caregivers are exactly the same way. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects that it can have on us. It automatically throws us into this other thing called the grief process. Ouch. Unfortunately, folks, there's only one way out of the grief process, and that's to go through the grief process. You can't go around it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. Got to go through it. Sorry. And hopefully we can help you through your grief and your loss if you happen to feel like you're stuck. Hey, I want to thank last week's guests, Adrian and Blade. You can hear that interview podcast on my website, caregiverscaregiver.com. Oh, and while you're there, take our short quiz to see if you're a candidate for burnout. And just for doing that, I'm going to send you my very first book, absolutely free. What a deal. I think that's a great deal. All right, enough of that. Joe, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to come on. You seem like a happy Brit.
I am. Thanks, Dave. Thanks very much for the invite, and it's a real privilege and pleasure to be with you and your lovely crew out there. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and the thrill is ours, and we just love hearing your official English accent, because I guess that's what America used to sound like a few hundred years ago before we polluted our language.
Yeah, with a bit of Australian and New Zealand twang thrown in there, because that's where I've lived for the last 15 years. So, yeah.
Well, I just want to tell you again how much we appreciate you coming on the show. I also just want to set this up a little. You know, our caregiving audience often allow themselves, for whatever reason, to get burned out, and, you know, because they just don't take the time, for whatever reason, to put their needs above their loved ones, you know, like I explained about the airlines. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a very unusual and maybe some would even describe as an unorthodox method of dealing with this burnout, you know, that many caregivers may not have considered. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, being the caregiver's caregiver, I always look for new and innovative ways that our caregivers can try to take care of themselves and just convince them that they are more important than the person they're caring for. I know that sounds like a very selfish thing to say, and it just goes against a lot of their grains. They're just hardwired to just give and give and give and give until there's nothing left to give, and then they're sicker than the person they're caring for. So obviously my first question would be, take a minute or two and tell us how you would help people find their own inner support, as you call it.
Okay. I'm Joe Muir, the soul visionary, and I love helping people find their inner strength, find their own love and light from within. And I see that your soul is like your gift from God. It's your individuation, your God spark within you. And I'm here to help people understand that all the resources that they need are out there for connecting in so you can feel that love and light to support yourself. I absolutely agree with you, Dave, about putting your own oxygen mask on first. Highly important. And, you know, I'm here about helping people to just find, say, I regard that there's God's backyard is like our night sky out there. And I see that there's all these beautiful resources that we can imagine, if we like, that can feed us and fuel us, because we've got to sort of feel connected to everything. And it doesn't mean that we need to be connected to everyone, as in taking on everybody else's stuff, you know. Yeah. When we learn about our own energetic boundaries to put those in place, we can contain ourselves as the love and light that we are and inspire others and help others to find within themselves without having to give all of ourselves to them. So that's what I mean about finding that inner strength, finding that inner support, the love and the light, and the energy within to fuel yourself. Yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Well, maybe. You talked about qualities of spirit. That's a strange use of words. Would you kind of explain what that is?
Yeah, sure. So when I look at, when I help people understand that their soul, in terms of we all have soul strengths, you know, what gifts have we come into this life, what gifts has God given to us to help help us experience life? You know, life, God wants us to live this life of joy, abundance, connection, freedom. And, you know, I'm here to show people that when we tap into our own inner strengths, our qualities of spirit, as I call them, then we are fulfilling what God wants for us. Mm-hmm. What we are here to do, what we are. And so, you know, I see that many caregivers have these qualities of spirit of love and light, okay, and caring for others. And so that's the areas that I want to focus on today, because I'd love to speak to the hearts of your caregivers when we're talking today, mm-hmm. and helping them bring forward their own qualities of spirit of love and light, and helping them replenish themselves from within.
Yes, and obviously we all know what love is, but we don't often hear the term light. So can you kind of explain what is light and how is it different from love?
Great question. How is love different? Okay. So I see that if we were completely able to follow in Jesus' footsteps of living through divine love, we would be coming from that energy of love is all there is. Okay. Uh-huh. And life would be a very different viewpoint. And, you know, we're human and we've had this conditioning and experience that we're sort of separate from this love. So we have these tendencies to keep creating scenarios that keep us separate, that show us loves outside ourselves, mm-hmm. rather than having the love from within ourselves and feeling that from within ourselves. We think, well, when we give love to others and we care for love for others and we're with this caregiving for these people, well, then that will make me feel fulfilled. Whereas if we can find the love, connect into the love for ourselves, then we've got more love to give to others. Mm. And regarding the light, you know, I see that when we can connect into the light, again, God, you know, let there be light. It's throughout the Bible. It's throughout the references. You know, that thing of darkness cannot exist where love doesn't shine.
Right.
In John, you know, the light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. So how can we find our own resources for light within us? And from that is not allowing other people's energies to put our own light out. And that's what I see is one of the hardest parts for caregivers, is to understand that it's in your own self-best interest. Put your oxygen mask on first by putting your energetic boundaries in place that support you with the love and light you are, so that you are not affected by others. And, you know, I say, well, think about a lighthouse, and a lighthouse has got a beautiful, you know, light at the top of it, beautiful firm base, and you're being that support for yourself and for others. And a lighthouse has glass panels around the flame, which stops all the storm water coming in. It stops all the gale force winds and the rain washing it out. And also those glass panels allow the light to shine even brighter, you know, inspire, you know, well, for the ships, you know, for ships to see it further. And I believe that some, when we're carrying forward these qualities of spirit from our soul level, is that we forget to put the panels in. We think it's better if we give all of ourselves to others, that's when we're in service the best. And I suggest to people, if they can understand, let's put those glass panels, your energetic boundaries around you, that stop you being drained by others, stop the exhaustion and the burden and the responsibility that you feel that you have to carry for others. Because I'm here to tell you, it's one of the biggest myths of human society, that it is only your job to shine your light as brightly as you possibly can and to inspire others to turn their own light on. It is not your job to turn their lights on for them. And so many people, that especially caregivers, that come from that I want to give, I want to show people the possibility, I want to care through my love and light. Well, let's put those energetic boundaries around so you can be complete within yourself in that love and light and not be drained by others. So that's my different take on that, of what I see as light, shining it from brightly from within.
Now, everybody seems to give and receive love differently. Why is that? And what can you say about that?
I believe that humans come in for a different experience in life. You know, we're not all choosing the same path. And goodness, how would the world exist if we did all choose the same path? So some of us have chosen or feel that they've been put into the scenario of being a caregiver. And it may be going with what you instinctively want to do with your life, or it may be something that you never thought that you would end up doing. It's circumstantial that you have. So it's finding, as I say, I just keep bringing it back to when you know how to connect into love and light from within, to give yourself the support, then it doesn't matter whether you chose it or you've sort of been thrown into the role. You know how to support yourself first and foremost so that you can be the best caregiver that you can for others, and not take on and not keep giving the more of yourself to others, thinking, well, this is what God wants for me, because he so doesn't. God so doesn't want you to burn out. There is nobody more important or less important than you on this planet. You know, no one. Everybody is here as a child of God and in service to others. And your only responsibility at the end of the day, and this may be a harsh truth with some, is to look after yourself. because you're no good if you cannot fuel yourself from the inside. And often we're not shown where these resources are. And so I'm here to sort of to give that openness and perhaps this new seed of possibility that you can plug more easily into God's love and support, not just through prayer and not just through, you know, asking, but bringing it into your feeling body, bringing it into your feelingness, into your own, beyond your emotions, into your heart and into your abdomen, into your being, so you feel the support. And so yeah. when you can feel this love from within, you it's that knowingness of God is within you, that knowingness that God has that support within you, and you can be the love that you're designed to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And yeah. Caregivers are a very special breed of person. I'm hearing an echo of myself. And they just keep going and going and going, kind of like the ever ready battery bunny, you know.
Yes.
And I was just asking a question. I sent a newsletter out to everyone, and I said, you know, I speak to a lot of caregivers, and just when you think you've heard the worst story, then somebody is always out there to top it. And the good part about that is it kind of makes the people who thought that they had it bad realize that, okay, well, maybe I don't have it so bad, because this guy's story is 10 times worse than my story. And so you feel a little comfort in the fact that I guess I'm doing pretty good. But also, you know, it's mixed emotions. You feel bad for them, empathy, sympathy, that their story has gripped your soul. But my question to all these people was that, you know, what is inside of these caregivers? Because they're strange, unusual people, because they put up with just horrific circumstances, you know, cleaning up poop on the floor and vomit and changing diapers and doing it with no appreciation. And many times Alzheimer's patients, you know, they don't even know who they are. It's their loved one. They don't appreciate what they're doing. They don't appreciate the sacrifice they've made. They had to give up their job. They had to give up their home. Many times their family, you know, is suffering. Spouses have left them because they choose to take care of their parent or whatever. And I said, what keeps these people continuing to do this day after day, week after week, year after year, sometimes even decade after decade? And I'm having people just, you know, write me and saying, what is motivating you? And it sounds like many of them are tuning into this inner strength. Many of them probably don't even realize there is an inner strength, or that they're tuning in, or how to do it. Maybe they're just unconsciously doing it. But I think it would be better to know where the strength is and how to tune into it, so that you kind of do it not only when you're in crisis mode. You know, when my phone battery goes dead, it starts blinking, and then you know, I'm in crisis mode. I've got to finish what I'm doing because this thing is going out in 30 seconds. You know, as opposed to just going when it's 20% down and making the preparations of rejuvenating or recharging, so that you're not always in crisis mode, putting out fire.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree with you more, Dave. For me, when I feel connected to the love and light, it's not something I can be aware of when I'm in crisis. It is something that I live and breathe, because I know with every fiber of my being the difference it makes for my life, my quality of life, how I see life, how I experience it when I'm connected into this love and light. It's like going to the gym once and leaving and going, well, I've been to the gym, why aren't I fit? It's like, it doesn't work like that.
I wish it did.
It's a case of, you've got to build your spiritual muscles. You know, we're taught about, you know, praying. Don't just pray to God when you need something. Give him the thanks and the gratitude every day for your life, everything that you have, all the parts of it. And we cannot be in the lower energies of resentment, guilt, shame, frustration, anger, when you are feeling gratitude. Well, it is impossible. It's one of the laws. It's you cannot have those energies running when you're in gratitude. So it's one of the tools that I suggest to people. I'll talk about this a bit later, about tools we can use on a daily basis. To be in this place of connection and being conscious of it. So yeah, look, I think this is a perfect, you know, lead into what I'm going to talk in the next section of the show about giving you those tools that can sustain you. Right. And just keep you. We don't want you going down to flashing light, the 5% left. We want you to know where that plug is. And that's what I'm about. I describe it as, you know, I'm going to show you where, when I do my work, I help people understand where the petrol station is in the sky, that you can connect in that nozzle directly into your heart so you can feel that fulfillment of love at any time, or light that you need, or strength that you need, or you know, whatever it is you need. I help people find those petrol stations, if you like, so you've got that direct roadmap to that space. And that's why I want to give an experience of in the next section, so you can feel it.
Yes, we're coming up on a break now. So tell us briefly what you're going to do in the next session when we come back from our break. That will we're actually going to do an exercise or something, right?
Yeah, look, what I'd love to do is actually take you through maybe just a 10-minute process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk you through it. There's no right or wrong. There's no, or what am I meant to be doing? I would love for you and your audience to just take 10 minutes out and give the blessings of this time to yourself. Give the gift of connection to yourself for 10 minutes. And I'm just going to guide you through it. And I'd love for you to start literally physically feeling a sense of peace and serenity and connection within your heart and within your body, and then giving you the tools to help you anchor that in. So it's almost like you know where your phone plug is at all time, but you know where your heart plug is at all times. So that's what I'd like to give.
We're going
to
do some relaxation techniques, some meditation techniques to just try to reconnect with us and draw upon this energy that's inside of us, that obviously God has placed inside of us. And it's like the old saying, I don't know if they have it in England, but you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You cannot make it drink.
And that's kind of how I feel with caregivers. You know, I'm constantly telling them, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. And very few of them actually do it.
And that, if you imagine that pond, that's your resources. That's your resources for all your love, light, and support that you need is within that pool of water, if you choose to drink it. And one of the biggest things for people that come of light is they do not understand what other people choose the path of darkness in this lifetime. And it's for you to understand it is not your responsibility to make them do that. And that is the same for caregivers. If they're not prepared to find the inner strength and support within themselves, that's their choice in this life. And it's a hard one because you want to give yourself to them. But if they're not willing to drink the water, then, you know, it's what they're choosing.
As long as we're not drinking the Kool-Aid.
yeah, absolutely.
So we'll be right back, so don't go away.
One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships. Available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Hear what Lynn Barrington, best-selling author of Daddies and Daughters, published by Simon & Schuster, has to say about it. You think you have it bad? Read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story told from the heart. It's inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light. How about the reaction of 9-time Grammy and Dove Award winner, the godfather of contemporary gospel music, Andre Crouch? This book will be an encouragement to anyone who reads it. Charlene just won't let the promises of God go. She's hanging on to her positive, godly attitude, and I look forward to that day when she will receive all that she's believing that God will do for her. In the meantime, she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. Her smile has gotten just as big as it was before her stroke. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror, as the Bible states. And I'm glad to know her and her testimony. Read this book. You'll be encouraged regardless of what you're going through. So get your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But if you purchase it on the author's website, Dave and Charlene Nassani will personally autograph your copy. Just go to OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. That's OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. Oh, and while you're on his website, don't forget to take our short quiz to help you assess if you are a candidate for burnout. And if so, where you are in the burnout process. And just for doing that, Dave will send you a special gift. There are a lot of resources, videos, and links to his radio podcast on his website. Go to caregiverscaregiver.com. That's caregiverscaregiver.com. And now, let's rejoin Dave Nassani and his guest on Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver program on the Worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. And we're here with Jo Muir, and she's going to teach us some techniques on how we can recharge our batteries while we still have maybe 20% before we burn out. And we're not just flashing, you know, 1%, you know, danger, Will Robinson. So go ahead, tell us what we should do. And our next break will be in 20 minutes, just so you know.
Okay, beautiful. So look, what I would love to do is take you through a little bit of a process and give you the gift of yourself back to you, you know, helping you to connect in, as Dave referred to before the break. We're here to lead you to the water. I'm going to show you what's in the water. I'm going to help you take the drink for the water, and it's your choice whether you want to try it, drink it, or not, and that's your choice. So look, what I would love for people to do is get into a really comfortable position and shut their eyes and gently connect into your breath and take a beautiful breath into your heart space. Just come to the here and now and give lots of love, act, and gratitude to yourself and to your connection to God and all that is, for being here and giving yourself this time out to refuel yourself today. And on your next breath in, I want you to see that breath go upwards in your body. And it goes like half of the figure eight, like half of the infinity symbol. It goes one way and it crosses through your throat. And your breath goes up through your head, out through the top of your head, your crown chakra. And it goes up and up and up. And it wraps around what I call your great central sun, your connection to God, to all that is, to everything that you believe and know is true for you, and a source of love and light that you know is here to support you, that faith that you have. Connect into the faith that you have, and with your breath, bring that back down, that energy of your faith and your love and your light, whatever you choose to call it, back in through your crown chakra, again, crossing the other side of the figure eight, down through your head, through your throat, down through your body, through your heart, through your abdomen, torso, down through your root, down through your legs, and out through your feet. The breath is still working its way downward, and I want you to see that breath go down deep into the earth below. And it's wrapping around the great core crystal at the center of the earth. But this is where I feel that the blueprint is held. And the blueprint reminds us of how life is supposed to be lived. Of joy, energy, connection, abundance, freedom, and love. And I want with your breath to bring some of that energy back up from the core crystal with you, knowing it is your birthright to receive and experience life through all aspects, through your six senses, back up through your feet, through your legs, up through your base, through your torso. I want you to see that breath and the love and light connect back into your heart space and radiate outwards, round from your heart space. So it's filling all the space in and around you, above you, below you, behind you, all around you. So you're feeling this beautiful big ball, love and light. Can you have a sense of that, Dave, right now, that you're just feeling quite in a beautiful space of peace and serenity?
Yes, I feel very relaxed. I feel like I'm kind of one with the earth.
Yay, beautiful.
Wow, it's nice.
Okay, so just keep expanding and allowing, just allowing, and this is especially for the caregivers, give yourself permission today to receive. It is your birthright. It is God's wish for you to receive. It is not always about giving. Allow yourself to receive the love and light that you are. And I want you to feel that you're in this beautiful, just like a bubble of light and love right now. And that you feel very safe and secure in this space. And that you have a real sense of peace in this space and connection to all that is. So I want you to imagine a night sky above you. And this is what I call God's backyard, if you like. And within this space is everything that you could possibly need, all the resources and all the support that you could possibly need. And I'm going to call in some of the energy from a place that I call Hadar. And if you think about it as your pond, your water bowl of love, And I want you to start feeling that love come in through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, and start coming in through your bodies, through all aspects of you and into this space. And for you to allow yourself to being open to receiving the serenity and comfort and blissfulness of unconditional love that you may not have experienced for a very, very long time. And I'm just going to ask if any energies within and around your bodies that are stopping you connecting in from that love, anything that might be in the way for you connecting into the divine love that you are, to be cleared and lifted and shown God's love today, so that you can more fully experience the love that you is your birthright, that it is safe and good for you, and it is in the highest good of all for you to receive this love yourself and be connected to this resource of love, knowing that it never needs to be taken away from you. There is no scarcity. It is in full abundance, and this flow of love can come in and around you at any time and into your heart space, and filling yourself up with this love and expansive love. And you may even feel a little bit of tingling in your body, a little bit of awareness within your physical space of, wow, yes, I'm open to receiving it, allowing this energy of love to flow in and around you. And even if it's in your creative imagination, even if you don't feel it in your body, it's all okay. Imagine that God is pouring all his love for you. It's coming from all these resources, seen and unseen, that you may not even know about, that you're allowing that in today. And whilst we're allowing this energy of the love to continue to pour in, I also going to call in some light. The light, I call this from a space called Mintaka. And again, don't be hung up on a name. It is simply a name. Call it God's light. Let there be light. And I want for you to allow that light to again start coming in through your bodies, through all aspects. You're filling up this beautiful zone that you're in, into this space. And I'd like for that light and for you to give yourself permission to receive this light. And allowing this light to clear out any parts of your energetic patternings that you've been carrying for very, very many years across many, many spaces and times, to clear out any of that darkness that is keeping you separate from light, and allowing that light to just help dissolve and transmute any energies that is stopping you getting into this feeling of lightness. In all senses of it, in terms of weightlessness, in terms of feeling light, in terms of feeling buoyant and energized. And I want you to have that sense again in your creative imagination, even if you can't feel it in your body, that you can bring in that sense of lightness in and around you. So I want you to have the sense that you are right now absolutely, it's just pouring into all aspects of you, from all these resources, all the love and light that you are entitled to. It is your birthright. Be open to be receiving this in your beautiful space. Now, I want you to imagine that you're in this beautiful bubble. And I want you to imagine again in your creative imagination, a beautiful big glass bubble surrounding the space you're in. So you feel like you're in this ball that's sort of 10 foot wide and tall all the way around you. And this glass bubble allows all the love and light that you would like to come into the space. It's like a magnet for love and light. And it allows you to feel fully supported and safe and secure in this beautiful zone of love and light that you're in. And for you to know that whilst you're connected into the space, and any time you wish to be connected back into the space, you can feel this love and light that you're experiencing right now. What I want for you to feel and know with your heart and soul is that this glass bubble, also any darker energies, anything that people are throwing at you and trying to bring you down, or anything that you are struggling with, any of those lower energy thoughts that come into your mind of how to keep going, I want you to see that they're like rain falling off a window pane on this outside of this glass bubble. It just can just wash off you. Like those panels in the lighthouse we talked about, this is your energy This is your energetic boundaries. This is your protection. You can feel safe and secure that none of that dark energy can come in and affect you and just feel complete and whole with that. So whilst you're in this beautiful space of love, light, and connection, I want you to be asked, or again, in your imagination, think of or be asked to be shown a symbol. It could be a color, an animal, a crystal. It doesn't matter what it is. The first thing that pops into your mind, and when you have that, I want you to bring it into your heart space. Imagine that little thing that you've just been shown into your heart space. And I'd like for you to anchor in into that little symbol all that you're feeling right now, all that sense of serenity and peace and connection. Connection to all that is and all God's love and light that you know is there to support you, that you are open to receive, and to have that knowingness within you that this is the space of bliss. For there is nothing more important than how you feel. And if you know that you can bring yourself back to this feeling of connection, love, joy, abundance, and freedom that you're experiencing right now, then this moment and this feeling can wash away anything that you have going on in your life. So with that symbol, I want you to bring that down into your tummy, into your abdomen, for this is where we create our lives. And I want you to just briefly imagine your life from the space of connection to the love and light that you are, and having a sense of how life could be and how life would be if you could feel the supported and loved and held and respected and acknowledged for the gifts of your soul that you are. For this is your gifts of your soul, this love and light. You have been reconnected with your goals, gifts of your soul today, and knowing that they need never be taken away from you unless you choose it, that these are for you to be reconnected into today and just operating from that space of connection within your life. So as we're in this beautiful space of connection, we just give a moment of lots of love, thanks and gratitude to all the divine support team that were working with you, God, and his angels and archangels that are with you, and your own guides that are with you, helping you on a daily basis, that are there for support you as the beautiful individual being that you are, and to give yourself this blissful acknowledgement of reconnection here today. So as you bring your attention back to your breath, into your heart space, and bringing your awareness back to your physical body, take a nice deep breath into your heart space and awareness. And perhaps have a little bit of a stretch of your body and have a move and come back to the here and now and have a sip of water if you have it. Ah, and coming back. So Dave, how did you feel with that?
Oh, it was amazing. I felt like, you know, God was just pouring a gas pump into my head and just filling me up, because I have a gas station, of course. And I know when your tank is empty, it's always nice to have a full gas tank.
Absolutely.
And it was, I just think it'd be wonderful if all these caregivers, because many of them, you know, to just, it's almost like getting a massage. It's almost like,
yes,
getting having a Calgon moment and taking an oil bath, you know. And
yes,
what do you think, Adrian? Welcome, by the way.
Hi.
Better late than never.
Well, I was waiting for a link.
Oh well, I told you that it's the same link.
So I tried it, and there you are. I felt my chair spinning. And it wasn't. I just opened my eyes just to check. I just sort of lifted my lids a little bit.
Because you kind of go 100 miles an hour most of the time, don't you? I don't know how often you get to just sit down and block the world out of your consciousness.
I try. I succeeded a few times a day, but the New York City pace is a little bit insane. Yeah, always. Yeah. Who is that? That's Hillary on the telephone.
Hillary.
I never stopped getting phone calls asking me to support the Democratic campaign.
I see, Hillary. So, did we experience the right things?
Sorry.
I'm muting you.
So how are you feeling? look, it's never about a right or wrong. I just wanted for you to have that experience within your body of just, wow, I'm just, you know, giving yourself the time and giving and having a, if you've had a little sense of connection, as you said, the love from God pouring in, then yes, that was my wish, that you, that for you and for your caregivers, is just taking that time out to experience that within your body. And it's not just about, oh, well, there was 10 minutes, that felt good. The symbol that you were shown, that you brought into your heart.
Yeah, I saw a little lamb, you know, kind of like Jesus was the lamb, and it was all cuddly and
beautiful. Well, you know, lamb
brought it into my bosom.
Yeah, I mean, lamb
made me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
And the lamb is such a beautiful symbol of you know, the gift from God, and it is. It's about giving yourself the innocence. You know, that's what lamb's about, is the innocence and the naivety and the joy. Imagine the lamb springing around. So it's giving yourself that. So for you as a caregiver, or for any other caregivers, whatever symbol it was that you were shown, I invite you to think about it as much as you can. Like when you wake up, think of that symbol in your heart and imagine your glass bubble around you. Go, I'm setting myself up for the day. I'm setting my intention of operating from the space of love and connection. I'm having my energetic boundaries in place so I can feel complete with my love and light that I've got within. And it's to say that the reference to the gym, every time you pulse your spiritual muscles, if you like, of thinking of that symbol and living it, the more it becomes, you become used to it, the more it fuels you, the more you feel supported by it. Because the more you can support yourself by the feelingness of connection and that you're supported by the bigger, life becomes so much more easier. You stop being drained and exhausted. This is your own fuel. This is your divine pump fuel. This is your Caltex moment, or whatever your petrol stations are called there.
I feel recharged, recharged in just 10 minutes. Wow.
And so now that's why I call it an activation. So we've sort of activated that connection within you. So all you need to do is think of that symbol to reactivate every moment. And by all means, go back over the 10 minutes when you have the time.
Well, they can replay this broadcast and do it as many times as they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, note that just after the second break, I can go and listen to the activation and just keep bringing that symbol in. And, you know, every time you put the kettle on, every time you use the bathroom, every time that you wash your hands, create a new habit of thinking of that symbol and going, just taking a breath. I'm here. And that
I can just visualize these caregivers just in the middle of chaos, you know, and their loved one is screaming at them, or they just, you know, pooped in their diaper again and they just kind of lock themselves in the bathroom for 5 minutes.
Yes.
And just get a fix.
Absolutely. Get your fix.
Just enough time to take a few deep breaths.
Breaths are great.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
Three
deep breaths with awareness of that symbol in your heart will connect you to all that is and all support that you are longing for, because you only ever feel drained, overwhelmed, exhausted, frustration when you have a sense of separation. It's the only time it can happen, when you're separate from the resources to fuel yourself. So give yourself that gift of knowing where that petrol station is and give yourself a fill up. Your car does not run on an empty tank. You would not get cross with your own car if it didn't get itself out the garage because you haven't filled it up for some months, right? You know that. Yeah. So why are we any different? Fill yourself up from the inside. Yeah. You know?
I was telling her, Adrian, that, you know, so oftentimes we feel like, you know, you can drag a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it, you know. And this is probably the first show that we actually have dragged them to the water hole and maybe stuck their head in it. Really being aggressive, because what else can we try, because they're not listening.
So you know, I just imagine it's like a rainfall, just, you know, and saturating, just feel it. And that's what I want, you have that sense of saturation of fullness and peace. And as you say, because I don't have the time, you manage to breathe every day, you know, you've got time to breathe. You've got time to deal with your bodily functions. We're all human. Incorporate it. If you're in the shower in the morning, take 3 minutes to breathe and connect in, you know? Yeah. Or while you're making the dinners, whatever it is that you do.
And the more that you do it, the more
totally
you are to that feeling that you had, that you, it just comes so quickly.
Totally, and that's the thing. And it's like, let's give your mind a break from the internal chatter that you must be totally bored with hearing over and over again. Let's get out of some of that and into your heart space, so you can actually give your mind some time off. So when you're preparing the dinner or changing the beds or whatever it is, please don't give me an excuse of no time, because if you have the time to think while you're practically doing things, then you have the time to bring your awareness into your heart space and connect in to something that will truly fuel you from the inside.
Well, we need to take another break,
absolutely.
So please don't go away.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take the Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you, and ultimately, an investment in them.
One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships. Available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. So get your copy of One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships today on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. But if you purchase it on the author's website, Dave and Charlene Nassani will personally autograph your copy. Just go to OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. That's OneArmOneLeg100Words.com. Oh, and while you're on his website, don't forget to take our short quiz to help you assess if you are a candidate for burnout, and if so, where you are in the burnout process. And just for doing that, Dave will send you a special gift. There are a lot of resources, videos, and links to his radio podcast on his website. Go to caregiverscaregiver.com. That's caregiverscaregiver.com. And now, let's rejoin Dave Nassani and his guest on Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver program, on the Worldwide Blog Talk Radio Network.
Well, we're back. So welcome back, Joe, Adrian, welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, that was powerful. I feel amazing. And, you know, I'm almost tempted to play it again. Play it again, Sam.
Yes. And again, you'll get more out of it each time that you listen to it, because every time you listen to it, you're lifting yourself up. It's that energy vibration. How do you feel? And as I said, there's nothing more important than how you feel. Nothing, period. And if you can find the tools, which is what, you know, I'd love to share with you, maybe is some tools to help.
Yeah. What tools?
Yeah.
Tell us about the tools. We have about 8 minutes or so.
Okay, great. Thank you. Look, as I say, it's all very well going, well, that 10 minutes was nice, but now I'm going back to my life. And as we talked just before the break, the tools can be as simple as bringing in that symbol into your heart space that we've just talked about and into your abdomen using your breath. So just to reiterate those tools, because they are, it requires no more time. It requires you not trying to find an extra hour in your day to do something. This is the sort of thing you can incorporate into your daily practice and habit. So it really is about, you know, doing that. And it's to also help you. It's like, I totally encourage people to find other things that fuel your soul. Okay. So we've talked about bringing in the love and light and connection, but also, you know, if you have things, if you do manage as a very busy caregiver, if there's things that you do that you love for yourself, I absolutely encourage that, you know, to find those things where you can bring your passion and love. And I'd love for you to get into the space of connection before you do the thing that you love, because you'll feel even better. You'll be bringing that vibration, that energy through of love into all that you do. So those kind of tools are really useful. Bringing in creativity and exercise. And again, I know people that go, I haven't got the time. Well, use your creative minds where you feel like a little bit lifted with the energy. How can I be creative to incorporate a little bit of movement and exercise beyond just doing the practical givingness of caregiving? Bring a little bit of fun, a little bit of joy, a little bit of how can I do things a bit differently to make myself feel better on a daily basis. So again, it's not about finding new time. I'm not saying, right, got to find time to go to the gym. It's not about that. You're so busy people. How can you immerse in some joy physically with what you physically got to do around the home and within the duties that you have? And shaking up your energy. You know, we've got to get out of that, some of the lower energies that we've just been carrying from this exhaustion and draining, and start lifting ourselves up. And the biggest tool we can use is being observant of our mind, of our thoughts, what comes into our thoughts, what's coming in. And if we're hearing the same old mind chatter, if you can stop for just a minute and go, well, does that really help me right now? What would help me better? Do I want to feel better right now, or do I want to listen to this stuff? And even if in that split second of observance, we can, all right, well, let me find, I've given you some tools now to connect into that love and light. Mm-hmm. Use it to bring that forward and to experience it. You know, and other things that tools is listen, there's so much great quality audio out there that all you need is stick it on, you know, if you've got a phone and some earphones, listen to things. You can have it even on low volume if you still need to be aware of what's going on around you, so you're not being a distraction, you know, it's not taking away from your duties, for want of a better word, but things that can inspire you whilst you're giving your work, something that can lift you, something that can make you feel better. And there's so much free resources out there. You know, this show is a prime example of how to, you know, listening to something to support you and you know, get onto YouTube or do searches. So, and it doesn't have to cost anything. I mean, if you choose to invest in stuff, that's beautiful, but it doesn't, don't let price be a restriction. You just need access to the internet to be able to get access to great stuff and reading. So finding tools that you can incorporate into your daily life to lift you, to inspire you, to start bringing some joy back into your life, to energize you, and to make you feel better, because that's what it's all about. Yeah, so.
So in 30 seconds, what if somebody wants to learn more from you? How can they contact you?
Okay, by all means. Look, I have a Facebook page as well as a website. I can just post it into the chat here. My business is called Your Universal Self, because I see that as sort of the collective of you, if you like, bringing in all the gifts of your soul. And what I'm saying to people is, if they've liked what they've heard today, but they're not really sure how they would work with me, or the website sort of gives a different language to what they're used to, I'm absolutely happy for you to drop me an email. I'm just going to put my email link in here now. And if you want to drop me an email and be in touch with me personally.
Can we have an audio? This is audio as okay, well sure. On a different platform, so you might want to say it.
Yeah, of course. Well. So my email address is Joe, so it's just J-O, no E on the end, so J-O at youruniversalself.com. So you can look at my website, youruniversalself.com, or Facebook, Your Universal Self, Joe at. Drop me a line, happy to give a 15-minute free chat to anyone that was inspired by the activation, would like to experience more of that, because I do one-on-one sessions with people and just to make sure this is a fit for them. Happy to offer that to the Great. Listeners today.
Thank you so much. Adrienne, she's at thecaregiverspace.org, and I'm at davethecaregiverscaregiver.com. And we're going to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning in. And we're here every Tuesday at noon Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time and anytime afterwards on podcast To catch more of Dave and his tips to caregivers on avoiding burnout and surviving the grief process, right here on the Worldwide Block Talk Radio Network. Goodbye.